Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Your mind. Our buddy Chris Berg hosting for Scott Henin today, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. I get to make you hungry right out of the box, right out of the gate. All right, it's Thursday.
Out of the chute.
Out of the chute, gate, you pick it. A pulled pork or French dip sandwich. That's the best French dip sandwich, arguably, I've ever had, is the one they make from scratch at Valley City PetroServe. I'm telling you. Exit 292. West Main Avenue in West Fargo's got pulled pork as well. They're doing the meatball subs at 12th Avenue. NP Avenue North's got Salisbury steak and the fabulous from-scratch lasagna if you're on the Minnesota side in Glendon today. Keep in mind, the month of December, they've got the big bag of deli snacks from Old Trapper, $10.99 all month. And you've always got that 4-for-4 special working. With that personal pan pizza, 20-ounce pop, couple of cookies, four items, $4 every day at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better. All right, Chris Berg. Yo, brother.
Welcome yo, back. Yo. Hey, it's great to be back. Here's the question of the day for you. We're going to have a bunch of open phones. So number to call into the show, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Kevin, just so you know, I don't have this call thing up in front of me, so if we get calls, just let me know, and we will go to those. But again, 800-228-0550. Here's the starting question, and there's going to be a couple of them, but the one that I really want you to sit with for a moment is, at what point in your life, at what point in our lives, will you and I simply say, we will not comply? We're done. We're not going to comply anymore. We're tired of the tyranny that's trying to overtake our freedoms. Thank you. And yet, look how many people are sitting at home. I mean, you guys just both made the comment. Right now they're paying tribute to the late, great Senator Bob Dole. And both of you, the same comment that both Kevin and Todd the radio guy made, guys, off air, just so people know, is they're like, oh, look, there we have the sheeple wearing their masks, you know, continuing
the
narrative.
Especially the ones in front. It's like, what are you're not breathing on anything near you.
Not only that, every single person in that room is vaccinated. So at what point do you finally say, we will not comply, and yet this... Thank you.
I will not comply. Quit trying to take me to task, because I don't want to wear a mask or take a vaccine.
Are they still 6 feet apart, too? So we're doing the mask, the 6 feet, the vaccination, and I mean, I guess we're checking every single conceivable box on this one, huh?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and then
it's also,
and then let me just give a quick data point here, because this is kind of important, and I brought this up on my show. If you want to join me, AM 1100 The Flag, 4 to 5, and yet if you're going to measure the effectiveness of what the Biden administration is doing, or let's just say the United States of America, all right, let's not even make it an administration. Let's say the United States of America. If there was one metric that you were going to measure right now to go, hey, the United States is actually doing a fairly decent job fighting this war on COVID, what's the one metric that you would measure? I'm going to presume most of us are going to say keeping people alive. We're going to look at, hey, are we actually saving people's lives through this war on COVID? And if we're doing that, then we're having somewhat of a positive impact on this war on COVID. Well, let me give you some interesting data here, okay? In 2020, we lost over 370,000 Americans to COVID. 370,000 Americans to COVID in 2020. Now, over the last year, we've went from roughly 2 million, and this is staggering, 2 million, I know there's a lot of numbers for radio, but just bear with me for a moment, 2 million people vaccinated in the beginning of the year, now over 196 million people that have been fully vaccinated. And you and I have been told ad nauseum from St. Fauci and everybody else in this administration that, hey, go get the shot, go get the boosters, go get the shot, go get the boosters. That's going to save lives. Okay, I'll buy that for a minute until I actually look at the data, right? Because that's science. Science is data.
Easy, Chris Berg. Whoa.
We lost, okay, after we've now vaccinated 194 million more Americans, we actually lost 60,000 more Americans in 2021 than we did in 2020. How does that make any sense?
Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story, though.
Exactly, Todd Mitchell. Perfect.
So this is what I mean by, when are we finally going to say no? I will not comply because
I said no about a year and a half ago, maybe almost 2 years ago.
Thank God for you. I'm asking every single one of us right now because I was at my chiropractor yesterday, and it was incredible because she said to me, she goes, Chris, I've been doing this for 16 years. 16 years she's been in this industry. She goes, I've never seen so many people so sick as I've seen right now.
Yeah.
And she said, Chris, it's not just the illness that's going on that I'm talking about. She goes, people are so disconnected, the mental health issues. And she says, it's all around fear.
Yep.
And I said, I know. That's exactly what the media continues to pound into people's brains. And that's why, as we come onto the show, we want to have a good time, educate each other. At the same point in time, not just survive through this malaise, but actually thrive through it. And so one of the things we talk about often is, look, don't get into a spirit of fear. Give into a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. And sound mind, I mean, how forward does that even sound right now today, right? That is like, wait a second, a sound mind. I mean, I don't know what that means.
With these actual headlines that look like punchlines?
It's just...
I mean, yeah, satire is actually the reality now.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the Babylon Bee sometimes, and you're like
what? I was going to say, remember in the old days when you used to know you were reading The Onion, and now you got to look and double-check... Wait, is this real?
We're going to get to your calls here in just 1 second. I want to play a clip that is so stunning because we're going to bring in Scott Hennin here in a moment, and we're going to get to the phone calls, and we'll come back to this clip later. But I had to play this because I saw it late last night, and I made a joke about this for Thanksgiving. And I don't know if Kevin or Todd have seen this yet, and if you haven't, I just cannot wait to see your jaws drop because I remember at Thanksgiving when St. Fauci.
Adolf.
Oh,
okay, I am not touching. Get over it. I am not touching that with a 10-foot pole.
Hey, the truth
Kevin has
sometimes.
No idea what I'm about to play. And listen, think about what he just said, folks. Okay, and I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole. Think about what he just said. And now listen to St. Fauci talk about your family, and Christmas.
Vaccinated people who feel as if, you know, there may be some personal rewards for getting vaccinated, but they still face all these restrictions and measures.
Well, yes, that is just the reality of the situation. I mean, one thing that vaccinated people can feel comfortable, for example, let's take the holiday setting. You're with your family. You have grandparents and parents and children. When you get vaccinated and you have a vaccinated group and you are in an indoor setting, you can enjoy, as we have traditionally over the years, dinners and gatherings within the home with people who are vaccinated. And that's the reason why people should, if they invite people over their home, essentially ask and maybe require that people show evidence that they are vaccinated.
I'm hearing
you ought to put down the bomb.
So many.
What? I'm going to bring my vax card to dinner?
These people are crazy.
You've got to be kidding me.
Hey, come on.
He just said maybe you should require that when your family shows up to Christmas dinner, hey, show me your papers.
If I were to show up with some, I'd be thrown out of my relatives' Christmas dinner. So, no,
you just
not happening.
Sorry, Grandma. Christmas is canceled. The Santa out front should have told you. Grandma got run over by a vax card.
Hey, Kevin, can you say grace? I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Oh, wow.
The Christmas vacation. All right, we got to get to a phone call here. I apologize. There's so much going on. Number to call into the show, 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Lex in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, Lex.
Hi. I'm a first-time caller. I just recently got some news. I was fired from my job not taking the vaccine from Sanford. And now when I went to apply for unemployment benefits, looks like they're denying my unemployment benefits. They asked some questions about the policy at there, and then they pretty much just said that I didn't follow policy, so they're going to deny me unemployment benefits. And I didn't see how they could do that, you know, with the states fighting the vaccine mandates and everything, but yet they're not going to issue benefits for people.
Lex, first and foremost, my heart goes out to you for the fact that you're having to deal with this stress. I had to go through it. It's one of the most stressful situations. And so just know that we're going to be praying for you. So everybody can hear, Lex was at Sanford Health. Please be praying for Lex and for God to open another door for him. And, that was part of the issue, Lex. I called North Dakota Jobs before my situation was done. And he's like, hey, Chris, it's a situation-by-situation deal. Some people may get unemployment. Some may not, depending on how these companies write the rules.
What's wrong with this picture?
Lex, the great news is that everybody's hiring, and you can certainly find an employer that doesn't follow that thinking and doesn't follow that. They're out there.
Because we will not comply. Lex, God bless you. Stick around. Scott Hayes, hello.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Pre-activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hungry for tacos when I hear this because the taco place uses it as their jingle.
Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Started in 1908, H.A. Thompson & Sons has been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, AC, mechanical contractor services, and it's not only Bismarck-Mandan area. Across the region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, into eastern Montana, we always talk about indoor air quality when it comes to the vid. And I'll tell you what, when you hook up on one of these Sonovox UV air cleaners, the target, the harmful bacteria, the viruses, the mold in the air, I'm telling you, you are cleaning and scrubbing the air in your home or business. It's unbelievable how they can get the, I mean, like 99.8% of all viral bacterial content out of the air. Get more information at hatandsons.com. hatandsons.com. It'll save you money. Now clean your air.
Feliz Navidad. Prospero año. Felicidad.
Oh, man. What does that mean?
Merry Christmas, man.
That means it's time for lunch. Let's all go to the taco place.
No, Prospero Año is prosperous New Year.
Prosperous Year, yeah.
There you go.
Yay. Muy bien. Español.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to some phone calls here. Scott Hennin is also joining us from the Big Apple in New York City. Here's going to be my big question for Scott when we get to it. Hey, have you been able to eat anything? Because everywhere you go there, you've got to be, you know, 8 times fully vaccinated.
Boosted,
so
vaxxed out.
We've got open phones time as well. The number to call in, 800-228-0550. 800. Just grab your phone. Just dial 800-228-0550. It's open phones. We can talk about anything you want. But if you're just joining us, we also played a clip earlier where, and I'm not making this up, folks, but we can play it for if you want to hear it again. But St. Fauci actually said for Christmas, if you have family over, and I may play this for Scott just to so he can hear it, but that, hey, if you have family over for Christmas dinner, ask them. In fact, maybe you should require them to show you their vaccination paper.
I got an idea. How about a vaccination card for dummies and make it look like a first grader and put it together?
Hey, I just want to show you my vax card
before I come in.
Am I okay here?
You're going to get in trouble like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receiver. I can't remember his name. Remember, he falsified his COVID paper. So let's go to Mike and Perm, and then we'll bring in the one and only Scott Hennin. Mike, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
I gotta tell you, Merry Christmas to you guys, by the way. This guy Fauci, I swear, he's got a Teflon coating. Nothing sticks to him. He lies to Congress. Nobody says anything. He's the most highest paid bureaucrat out there, and nobody wants to can this guy. You know, with all the books coming out, I see one coming out in the future real soon. The Fauci that stole Christmas.
Yeah, right, or tried to.
Wow.
That is genius. Good Mike, one. I got to say, you read my mind earlier because I was thinking, like, how does this guy still have a job? I mean, with all the things he's lied about or misrepresented, how does he still have a job? And not only just have a job, he is the, as this gentleman just mentioned, Mike, he's the highest paid federal government employee in the entire nation.
Kind of, well, like, who does he answer to?
Grand.
And so
I don't know.
Who's the person who can actually get rid of him, because we can't vote him out of office?
That's what I was going to say. Here we have this health guy making all these decisions that everyone just blindly trusts, and yet I didn't vote for Fauci. You didn't vote for Fauci. So
no.
Why does this guy get to run the world? So we've got a bunch of great phone calls coming in. We also want to bring in the one and only Scott Hennin. Scott, are you with us, sir?
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. So I want to play something for you real quick and then get your reaction to it from Saint Fauci. I'm going to go to the good part here, but here he is talking about family coming over for the holidays, and just listen to this, and then we'll get your reaction. Now, since you're in New York, you're probably going to be like, yeah, I love this idea.
People who are vaccinated, and that's the reason why people should, if they invite people over their home, essentially ask and maybe require that people show evidence that they are vaccinated.
He just said that, yeah, you should actually make your family show you their vaccination cards.
I stopped listening to Anthony Fauci a long time ago. I'm back on, masks are not practical and don't really stop the spread of the viral load. So I'm with that, Anthony Fauci. You know, it's just, you know, and the more of this insanity we hear, the more people just say, are you kidding me? You know, I saw Scott Gottlieb, who's, of course, on the Pfizer board and former FDA commissioner, suggest that we have a regimen of testing in our homes. You know, and of course, Joe Biden has this plan now. If you travel overseas and you come back, Washington Post said they were floating this idea. You travel overseas, you come back, you quarantine for 7 days. Yeah. Everybody who travels overseas, you leave the country when you come back 7 days. Everybody, I should say, except for people who are illegally entering the United States at the border. So welcome to them. You can't make it up.
Would that be people that are fully vaccinated, too?
Yeah, it didn't matter. Oh, didn't matter. Vaccinated, non-vaccinated, I mean, seriously, it was in the Washington Post about a week ago. They were quoting that idea. I don't know if it was a cloud balloon that fell flat or what, but you can't make it up.
I got to ask the question.
It's crazy, but you know what? The nice thing is, in New York City, we're just at Fox and Friends this morning, had a great time. We're just about to get on the ferry to go to Ellis Island. Great group of folks, flag listeners from North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota. Got some folks from Bismarck listening to K-Fire. Got some folks from South Dakota, regular flag listeners down in Aberdeen, and some WDAY listeners from Minnesota. So it's great fun, and everybody's in a great mood. Had a great time today with Janice Dean and Brian Kilmeade and Timmy Fela, and, you know, just packing in. Somebody, as I'm sure you heard, burned down the Fox Christmas tree, but we were there for the reconstruction. They're getting ready to let the new one on the 5 tonight. So we got to see that going up. So, yeah, Christmas time, spirits are high, and we're not paying much attention to the nonsense.
Well, I mean, good for you. And I want to ask you, because we're going to play you the piece from you being on Fox and Friends. How much time do you have for Scott here? Are you jumping on soon, or can you do another segment with some callers, too?
Yeah, I can stay for a little bit here. We're in line, so
okay.
Susan's moving off to go. But
what is now? I know you're surrounded by good, common sense people because you're with people from the Flag family, listeners, and I'm assuming you are talking to other people as you're in restaurants and around. Like, what's the vibe in New York City after de Blasio coming down with the mandates and everything else that's been going on there?
Yeah, you don't hear much about the COVID stuff at all. We were at Tavern in the Green yesterday, not a mask in the place. It's pretty much back to normal. The sad part here is, you know, New York was pretty much shut down. And so we've come here every year for 10 years, didn't last year, obviously. But there's a lot of empty storefronts, a lot of places that have, you know, closed down. And imagine, I mean, this town was shut down, so it survives on tourism, people not coming. So the locals are just so happy to have people here. And the businesses are happy to have people here, so they're jubilant. They really are. And you don't hear much about, sort of the insanity that we hear. The big story since we've been here is literally the Fox Christmas tree was burnt down. I mean, that's been the thing that everybody's like, what? Are you kidding me? And we had driven by it an hour before it happened, the first night we were here. And this morning, obviously, at Fox, literally this charred tree. You know, you can't make it up. That's been the big story. There isn't really been much on the COVID front at all, Chris.
All right, let's get to some phone calls. Number to call into the show, 800. Just grab your phone and dial 800-228-0550. Again, 800-228-0550. If you're just joining us, Scott Henin is joining us live from New York City. Let's go to Aaron. Aaron, what's on your mind? Welcome to the show.
Hello, hi, Scott and Chris. I've got a thought on this Olympics.
Aaron, I apologize, sir. I'm new to this. I don't know the show clock that well. So just stay with us, okay? When we come back from this break, then we'll get to you, Aaron, and get your thought on the Olympics and much more, okay? All right, stay with us. It is What's On Your Mind. Number to call in, 800-228-0550. I'm Chris Burke, sitting for Scott Hanna. But Scott, with us. Stick around. Much more coming up.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly 17 years after being sentenced to die, Scott Peterson was resentenced to life without parole Wednesday for murdering his pregnant wife, Lacey, an unborn child. Lacey's mother, Sharon Rocha, said she feels grief every day after 19 years. Quote, "You're evil, self-centered, unforgivable, selfish act, ended two beautiful souls." End quote. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has filed a lawsuit seeking to block the House Select Committee investigating January 6. In his lawsuit, Trump's former Chief of Staff claims that the investigator subpoenas are overly broad in scope and it's not his right to override executive privilege as invoked by President Trump. New Zealand officials announced Thursday legislative plans to outlaw smoking by making it illegal to sell or supply tobacco products to the next generation of Kiwis as part of a lifetime ban. USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. We're brought to you by our friends at the Medora Musical. You know, the tour is happening. We're getting ready to wrap it up, actually, here this coming week, but... If you want to see a great Christmas show, check it out. Now, tonight, going to be in Grand Forks at the Chester Fritz. All show times are 7:30, except tomorrow in Fargo at the Fargo Theater. Two shows, 4:30 and 7:30. Saturday, going to be at the Trinity Bible College in Allendale at 7:30. And then they'll wrap up Sunday in Alexandria, Minnesota, at the High School Performing Arts Center there. And at 7:30 as well. All the tickets are available at Medora.com. Check it out. It's a fantastic show for the holidays in our neighborhood through the weekend. So Medora.com is where all the tickets are available. If you're coming to anywhere near you, make sure you take it in at Medora.com. Good to have Chris Berg back in for Scott Hennon, who's in New York in line, freezing his butt off out there. Right in, who knew it was going to be cold in December in New York, Scotty?
Sure, but a New York 30 is so different than a North Dakota 30 degrees because, you know, you're surrounded by water, right? The Manhattan Island is an island, and there's water all around us, and so it's cold here. I told Janice that this morning. I said, you know, come to North Dakota. If you New Yorkers are too cold, we'll warm you up.
Speaking of this morning.
Because you're on one of the affiliate stations with Scott.
With Jimmy Fallon there.
Scott Hennon is here. He's got the flag listeners.
Woo!
Fox Across America with Jimmy Fallon. Janice Dean comes on Fox Across America with Jimmy Fallon. Let's do this.
All right. Scott, tell me about this trip with all these wonderful faces.
We come every year to New York City, and fortunately, the Christmas trees normally are not burnt, but anyway.
Coming back better than ever.
You're in luck.
Yes, exactly.
Janice is going up to Central Park with an axe.
We feed the world. We power the world. Second biggest oil producing state in the nation in North Dakota. So, and our hearts are warm, right? God fearing, freedom loving, Constitution revering Americans.
Will you come to our tree lighting ceremony at 5 p.m. tonight?
Yeah.
We are going to do this up again. Obviously, we've had unfortunate news with the tree down from yesterday, but we're going to build back better than ever. Being here. What's your name?
My name is Ellen.
And where are you from?
I am from Herman, Minnesota, where all the bachelors are from.
All right. That would have been a good thing for Fox Nation, I think, right, Jimmy? All right, well, thank you so much for coming. Merry Christmas. Join us at 5 p.m. today for our All-American Christmas Tree Lighting. We're going to do it again. It's going to be better than ever. Scott.
That was awesome.
That was so great. Scott, how fun was that?
Wonderful host there. Brian Kilmeade came out, said hello too. So it's fun. They're just great at Fox and Friends. They remember us from all the years we've been coming here, and it's a neat little trip stop for our listeners on this trip, because of course you can't go to Fox News Channel just on any kind of regular tour. So it's a special treat and a lot of fun. Just so much to see here. We have a great time going to a Broadway show tonight and the Rockettes tomorrow night at the Radio City Music Hall, and so it's a lot of fun. We're going to hop on the ferry, so I'm going to let you go talk to Aaron here and talk with you guys later, okay?
All right, Scott. Thanks a million, man. Have an enjoy the trip. Maybe we'll chat with you tomorrow as well. So thank you very, very much. I want to remind you, we're going to get to your phone calls here. Number to call into the show, very easy to do. You just dial 800-228-0550. Again, 800-228-0550. Just grab your phone, dial those numbers right now. Let's go to Oris. Oris, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Am I on?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Oris.
There's a notice in our hometown paper for a blood drive last week. And yesterday I called in for an appointment. And I was told that there was 52 people made an appointment. But 10 minutes before I called, she'd gotten a call from Vitalant, the blood service, the blood provider's company. And they were short-staffed that they couldn't do it. Do you suppose that they insisted on a vaccine mandate for their employees and they just, now they can't get blood anymore? Can you check up on that?
Yeah, we'll see if we can find something out there for you, Oris. That might be a possibility. I just think right now, too, just everybody you talk to, they cannot find workers. And so I'm just wondering if it was just one of those situations where, I don't know what they pay to have people do that, but I mean,
I don't know, but they were in operation through the whole pandemic time. I've never heard of shortage of people before. Yes, I know what you're referring to. So it could be that.
Yeah, it may be.
I thought it was a vaccine thing.
No, that came to me too. And I think you bring up a very valid point. And, you know, also I think one thing to consider is what we just mentioned here is everybody right now is looking for workers. And we talked to Representative Michelle Fischbach about it, the fact that things are so bad in some industries, i.e. long-term care facilities, that Governor Walz has now had to deploy the National Guard. He's got the National Guard now working at long-term care facilities. So, Oris, thanks so much for the phone call. We appreciate it. Again, number to call in, it's open phones the entire show today. So it's 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Just grab your phone, dial now. And one of the things that we're discussing or sharing and talking about is just, when will you and I finally say enough's enough? We will not comply. We're done. We are going to unite together as a nation. We're going to unite together as people and just say, no, we're not going to sit here. And like, for example, we talked about Anthony Fauci suggesting that when you have family come over for the holidays, hey, Merry Christmas. Welcome to our home. By the way, can you show me your vax papers? I mean, that is insane. That is insane. Unless, of course, you're talking about Uncle Eddie, right? Like, if you have an Uncle Eddie, then maybe...
Cousin Eddie, Uncle Eddie.
Then maybe you want to do that, right?
I don't know why they call it Hamburger Helper, Clark. I think it does just fine on its own.
Is that real tomato ketchup there, Clark? Nothing but this. All
right, the thing you can do is you can email your relatives and tell them way beforehand so you don't have that awkwardness when they actually show up.
Oh, my. Yeah. So someone's going to have, like, a blue light just to make sure the signature is valid. But I mean, just...
Yeah.
All right, let's get to Jeff. Jeff, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. I did have a question for Scott, but now that he's gone, did you guys happen to see him when he was on there?
Yeah, I did.
Did you look right behind him? And I don't know, it was probably her doppelganger, but that sure looked like Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't her, but I know I watched it again, and I didn't think that, but now that you say that, I know who you're talking about, too.
Okay, yeah. It sure did look like her. But then I got another question is, how did you get Peter Brady to host the show for Scott?
He does kind of, you're right. He does kind of. I never put that to guy.
I didn't pick up on that either, but yeah.
Oh, Marcia, Jeff.
Marcia.
Jeff, Marcia.
Yeah.
Jeff, I love you, and that just brings up a great quick story I'll share with everybody. So I ended to go play football from Fargo. I went to go play at Stanford. And so Brian Billick, who many people may know because he was the coach for the Baltimore Ravens when they won the Super Bowl.
And the Vikings.
And the Vikings.
Thank you. The Vikings, you bet.
He was our wide receiver coach at the time. It was my freshman year. And when, you know, I'm a freshman, I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm just trying to, like, figure out how to put one foot in front of the other, basically. And I remember we're out there with the entire team, and all of a sudden, Coach Billick is like, hey, Berg. I'm like, yeah, Coach. He goes, you know who you look like? I'm like, Coach, no, I've got no idea, Coach. He goes, you look like Chachi. You look like Chachi. So my nickname, all three, like if you call my college buddies, they're like, Chach, what's up, bro? What's up, Chach?
Scott Baio. I can see
don't
that
even know your name is Chris, right? They all call you Chach.
Honestly, there's some people that would, they're like, I don't know Chris Berg, but Chachi? Yeah, I know Chachi. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, Chris, Jeff, thank
Chris,
you very much.
Answer your question. I had it a long time ago, months.
You had what a long time ago?
Had the vid?
I've had with the vax and all that.
Wow.
I've just had enough of this crap.
Thank you. You know what? Should we just say it together? You ready, Jeff? We will not comply. Thank you very much, man. I appreciate it, Jeff. I appreciate that a bunch. And then one last just fun piece, because it brings back memories, is I ended up dating this girl named Amy Cimonello, who was on the tennis team, who looked just like Joni. So she and I were like, Chachi and Joni. I'm not kidding, dude. And I was madly in love with her, and it was,
That's cool. Well, you guys can do a lookalikes tour there and, do the impersonation thing. Maybe get a, week in Las Vegas or something there.
All right, let's get to your phone calls. We appreciate you calling in. Number is 800. Just grab your phone and dial 800-228-0550. Again, 800-228-0550. Myron from Dickinson, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, just wondering if we can use the term employees instead of the term workers. What do you think about that?
Sure. What's the distinction for you?
I just employees have, benefits and vacation time and families and friends and lives outside of work. And the term worker is just digging and a lot less meaningful.
Good point. But lives outside work, no, we can't include that. Anytime I hear things like that, I think the word narrative. What's the narrative?
Myron,
why are they using that
word? Myron, before we make that change, can you just do me one quick favor? Can you show me your papers? I go back to this Fauci clip, and I'm so stunned that it actually came out of the highest paid federal government employee's mouth, and here we are in the United States of America.
You need to do that in the Hogan's Heroes German soldier voice, though.
Can you do? I don't have that voice. Jeez, that gets too close to where we don't want to go. But Myra, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it. All right, number to call. Let's get to your phone call. Let's go to Jennifer. Jennifer in Fargo, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good morning. This is Jennifer Bredo. I'm the regional director at Vitalant Blood Center, and I heard that you were talking about our staff needs, so I thought I'd give you a call. I got some information from Tom Campbell was listening. He let me know that. So
thank you so much. And yeah, I'm assuming that that because of lack of people not being able to, it's causing some issues. So please share with us what can people do to help out and support you guys.
Yeah, if you know anybody that's interested in making a career change or even getting started in the career world of, a professional career, it's a great place to start. There's no experience necessary to become a phlebotomist. And a lot of times people pay to go to school to become a phlebotomist, but we actually pay you during your training to become a phlebotomist. So it's a great experience. It's a great start to a professional career for those that might be working in a position that is not as professional as they'd like it to be. It's a great stepping stone into the medical field, and it's a lot of fun. You're saving lives every day. It's very meaningful.
Jennifer, thank you. And it's phlebotomist, is that right?
Yes. And we actually have a hiring blitz going on today. So if somebody's interested, they should stop over to Vitalant Blood Center. We're looking at showing everybody what we're all about at 2 o'clock today.
Vitalant.org. Jennifer, thank you so much. Tom, thanks for having a call in. Stick around. Much more coming up to your phone calls right after this.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
News breaks every minute. Now, millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax when they really need to know. I do it, and you should too. Newsmax is already the fourth highest-rated cable news channel. Get the latest on COVID, the inflation surge, and what's really happening in Washington. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Tune in tonight at 7 p.m. Central and watch Grant Stinchfield. He's warning of the growing threat from China. Stinchfield is asking the tough questions. He's fighting for you. So tune in to Newsmax tonight for Stinchfield on all major cable systems in North Dakota and South Dakota, except for Midco. Midco carries 11 liberal news channels on basic cable but won't carry Newsmax. Remember that when Midco asks you to sign up for their services. Let them know you won't subscribe. Millions are also watching the free Newsmax app on their phones. You can get it for free on your smartphone store right now. Newsmax. I trust it. So can you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What's on your mind? Lots to do. We got Creighton, Gary, Dwight on the line at 800-228-0550. In line, get to you guys in just a minute. And I'll get a chat with our main man, Jim, the flagpole guy, and the flagpoleguy.com. Where in the where on the planet are you today, Jim?
Oh, we're in the shop. Good morning. How are you?
We're good. We're good. Say hi to Chris Berg. He's here, too.
Hey, Jim. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, Chris. Nice to talk to you again. Thank you. Good morning.
You too, and thank you for everything you do for our...
Headed to Wofford City. Special thanks to First International Bank and Trust for being patient. And I'm going to do a service call there and set a flagpole for Enerplus, Enerplus Energy. Thank you to them. And, you know, gentlemen, I think we're all in a spot where we're frustrated because nothing really makes sense. And it kind of seems weird, like, I don't know how old you guys are, but I grew up in the 70s when I could, like, remember and make, you know, be trusted to be at home alone, you know, and you think of the freedom that we had back then and the freedom to live. And we never thought anybody was trying to, you know, control us.
And
right.
And then what a wonderful life that was. There was no TV, or well, there wasn't not a lot of TV, I guess, for me, because we were always outside or we were on the farm making money and riding motorcycles. But what a time. And then I volunteered, you know, for the Marine Corps because, you know, I just felt like being a U.S. Marine and then getting out and being able to have a family and have opportunity and start a career. And I got to fail, you know. Been on my butt a couple times, but you just keep going. And what a wonderful life I had. And what I really want everybody to know is that's what those people wanted in 1776, 245 years ago.
Amen.
They declared they wanted their independence. And then 234 years ago, they signed a U.S. Constitution that says, we the people of the United States. Okay? So with that, we're installing the flags that were ratified in June 14th of 1787. So what a time to be alive. We're here for such a time as this. But I'm not going to be... I can't live on my knees, and I know a lot of people can't. I'll be on my knees for my country to pray, but I'm not going to be on my knees for a man to tell me where I could go and what I could do.
Thank you. Absolutely. And, you know, too, all of the products that Jim sells and puts up are made in the USA. Flagpoles, I mean, the flags are in the shop right now, putting stuff together, any size, any shape. I mean, and he'll come to you. You're working through the winter, too, aren't you? You don't care if there's frost in the ground. You're digging through that, aren't you?
Well, we quit a week. We quit last Saturday. We rode into town here in Williston when the snow came and the cold. We got every inch of the weather we could. And special thanks to hardworking guys, my electrician buddies. I hope you guys passed your master class there in Bismarck and say hi to Dad. It's all about. When you're out on the road, you meet people and you build relationships.
You bet.
And these people are out there working hard, being Americans. That's what the story is.
That's the real story of all of it. Yep. If you want to get a hold of Jim, the number is 701-571-3524. Get on the schedule now for spring, and you know, he'll get your design done, get the size you want, and get everything set up so they're ready to go when we get to the good weather, when he can get it going. ndflagpoleguy.com. That's where you find Jim. Jim, love you, man, and keep up the great work and delivering that great message, buddy.
Love you, John.
Thank you, Jim.
Buddy, God bless you. God bless America.
All right.
God bless you. Merry Christmas. All right, let's get to your phone calls. A lot of great people, so thank you so much for waiting. Number to call in again, 800. What is it?
228-0550.
Let's go to Dwight in Fargo. Dwight, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dwight.
Much more funnier than Scott. But one thing nobody is touching on is the natural immunity.
Thank you.
I've been tested several times for COVID, and I always come back negative. But I asked them, I says, can you do a natural immunity test? Maybe I can get a vax card because I got the natural immunity. And they say, no, it's too expensive. What's the heck the difference?
You know, one thing we brought up this morning, just on that note, I was going to say, Dwight, we brought up this morning, you're hearing these ads running from the Department of Health constantly about, if you want to find out more about vaccines, go, you know, get, 5 to 11-year-old, blah, blah, blah. And what budget are they spending that on?
Exactly.
Where are they getting that money to do that? And then my other point is that where's the message that Dwight wants? Where's the message on supplements, eating right, being healthy?
Hey. Dwight, you know, can I just say one thing before you go into your next point, sir? Is that okay?
Okay.
Did you know, Dwight, and you may know this, but what you're saying is spot on, that natural immunity has actually even been proven to be stronger than the vaccines, right?
Absolutely.
And yet, this is shocking, folks, the CDC is not even keeping track of the Americans that have natural immunity. We aren't even tracking it.
Nope.
So sorry, Dwight, I just want to put that plug in because I think what you're saying is spot on. Go ahead, sir.
Really? A friend of mine had gotten COVID pneumonia, and she was put in the hospital for like about 4 days, and she has insurance, but her insurance is not paying for it. That is a bunch of crap.
Wait, yeah. I thought all COVID stuff was free. It's free. Free vaccines. Free tests.
Well, maybe Fauci can kick in a buck.
Great weekend.
Thanks, man.
Hey, Dwight, great phone call. Dana, Gary, Creighton, Dave, stay with us. We're going to get to your phone calls at the top of the 10 o'clock hour, so we're coming back at 10:06. So just stay with us. Stay on the line. We'll get to your calls. God bless.
Colder weather's coming. What a time to get the hot spring spas and pool tables, too, and have some indoor fun. Right, Vince?
Right. We have Olhausen and Brunswick game tables. We have them in stock. We have them on display. And in today's world, you can come in, actually pick something out, and get it delivered almost immediately. It brings the family together.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Call Vince Wepker and the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 now, 844-200-7727. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.com. We're kind of Karen West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.